Ms. Williams,
Hello?
Thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
No problem.
Now, is this going to, obviously we're talking the annual Capitol Fourth concert. It's once again over on the West Lawn of the Capitol. Is this your first time participating in it, or have you been in previous years?
No, I've done, it's my second Capitol Fourth, and I've done the Memorial Day twice. I've done Capitol Christmas, so, and again, it's always a pleasure to sing with the National Symphony Orchestra, which I just did two nights at the Kennedy Center last May. So it's I've been in D.C. a lot recently, but it's always it's definitely a pleasure and lovely to spend the 4th of July with that amazing view of the Capitol and the beautiful sounds of the orchestra behind me.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you're pretty well acclimated every chance you get. Holiday show. What is it you think that if you had to put your finger on it that keeps you coming back? Is it just being singing out over people with monuments behind you, or because you can do a million different gigs as you do throughout the country, but why do you keep coming back to D.C. here?
Well, it's an honor, and I've been out here for over 35 years, so I've not only sang with symphonies behind me with the National Symphony, but I've sung part of USO tours. I've sung on the anthem on USS carriers. So it's one of the honors as an American to be able to. I'm singing America the Beautiful, beautiful arrangement with a choir behind me. It's one of those things that's I'm always honored to be asked to do, and luckily I can say yes this year, and it's a pleasure.
Awesome. And what exactly do you know? I know you don't want to spoil it entirely, but what exactly are you going to be performing for us at the show itself?
I'm doing America the Beautiful, an arrangement done by my dear friend Rob Mathis, it's, obviously it's one of our traditional songs, and again, it's last time I think I did a song with Elmo, so this year I'm solo up on stage with the orchestra, but it's again, it's one of those things that I've done it frequently. It's wonderfully run. It's outdoors. People, bring their families on the lawn. My mom's driving down with a couple of my cousins and stuff. So it's almost like America's picnic. It's one of those really traditional things. And then everyone gets a chance to turn on the TV and see the fireworks if they're not, watching it live somewhere. So it's a tradition for me, and it makes me feel wonderful.
You mentioned Elmo. Didn't I read that they're doing some sort of Sesame Street 50th anniversary celebration? Do you know anything about that this year?
I think Elmo's going to be a part. I don't know whether Elmo particularly, but yes, I heard they're part of the lineup. I won't be singing with him this year, but I did about, it had to be at least 10 or 11 years ago that I sang with Elmo before.
Tell me about, I know our fans, while we have you on here, they're going to want to know about, particularly my wife wanted me to ask you about the Colors of the Wind song. I loved your cover of that with the Pocahontas growing up. Tell me about how that Disney tapped you to come in on that one and how much of a joy it was singing that, because I feel like it was way ahead of its time.
Well, we did that back in, 95, that was when Pocahontas was a Disney hit, and I just come off a huge run with Save the Best for Last, and was working on the Sweetest Days, and ballads were my big thing, and just came off Broadway doing Kiss of the Spider Woman when I got the call to do Colors of the Wind. So, Disney is one of those franchises, and particularly their movies stand the test of time. And I've seen you know, did Colors of the Wind, and I've seen it in many dance performances over the years, and a lot of recreations. So it's an honor to have that as part of my my lineup, and every time I sing it in front of an audience, a lot of people are singing along. It's kind of like karaoke time.
And you mentioned Save the Best for Last, but can you try to transport us back here? I mean, I know we're radio, so it's hard to paint a visual picture, but where were you when that song slid across your desk and you're like, oh my God, I have to record this? Being in the studio, do you have any sort of way you can paint a visual of us being in the studio, recording that, and just knowing, wow, this is going to blow up my career?
Well, back in the day, you know, we had cassettes, so that came across my when I was working with my label head at Eckstein back in the late 80s, early 90s. The Comfort Zone album came out in 91, so we cut most of those things in 89 and 90. And when I listened to it, I was like, wow, that's a beautiful melody. And I said, well, I'm surprised that nobody, you know, nobody snatched this up. It was one of those haunting melodies that I said, okay, I didn't think it was going to be a gigantic hit like it was, but I knew that I liked it. And after it ended up being, you know, number one for 6 weeks straight in a row, which was phenomenal, and was nominated for a whole bunch of stuff, I found out later that they had actually, I guess the A&R person had given it to that Midler who turned it down. I think Streisand also as well turned it down too. And I was like, well, I'm glad I got it from my A&R. Ed heard it, and I heard it as a hit, and lucky to be able to put my magic on it. And when we went to, I did most of my recording. Keith Thomas was the producer for that, and we did it in Franklin, Tennessee. And it was one of those that, you know, it was one of those one-take songs where you just kind of feel it and tell a story. And again, I knew that it felt wonderful in the studio, but I had no idea how big that song would actually become.
Absolutely. And before any of that, before any of your hit songs, I think you initially, yeah, right, you gave fame. I think weren't you the first African-American to win Miss America back in the 80s, early 80s? Years later.
When I was 20, in September of 1983,
yeah. Yeah, so all these decades later, looking back at that, you know, we've seen a black president. We've seen, you know, so many things come about, but it's weird to look back. You know, I don't know. What is it? What's your legacy looking back on that now? Do you take pride in that, or is it just
in
the career?
Growing up in New York, I was, you know, at Syracuse as a musical theater major. So my goal was to be on Broadway, and I had no idea that I'd ever be a beauty queen or, you know, be a trailblazer as a first Black Miss America, and it kind of happened as kind of happenstance, getting scholarship money. And you know, I knew that I was going to be, you know, I was a musical theater major, so I knew that I could sing, dance, and act, and just a matter of what song I was going to sing. And it ended up happening all within 6 months. So you know, at 20 years old, and looking back now at 56, it's just amazing how crazy life is, and how life can take you places where you never thought possible. And not only did I become a star on Broadway, but I got a chance to be a recording artist and television and movie actress and fashion designer and author and all kinds of things that all came about because of you know, my determination at 20 years old. So, looking back, it's just amazing how you can never predict where life will bring you.
Absolutely. And final question, we'll keep it quick because I know you're on the clock, but I got to know, just real quick, how much fun was it shooting Ugly Betty and being sort of that, you know, antagonist there?
Oh, I loved Ugly Betty. I had a great time for our 4 years at that show ran. We did the first 2 years in L.A. and the last 2 years in New York, and it was a crazy talented cast. It was almost like doing a movie or a play every week, every episode was a joy, and just pushed every kind of limit. And Wilhelmina Slater, the character I played, was deliciously unpredictable and a real joy to have so much fun playing such a dastardly ambitious woman.
Awesome. Well, Vanessa Williams on WTOP coming to the Capitol 4th concert next week. Thank you so much. You've been generous with your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.